This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 Joycast. In this Joycast, you'll hear a summary of the weekly program. Due to copyright restrictions, the music has been edited to make this Joycast possible. For more information about the music played during the show, please visit the blog at joy.org.au/The Fool and the Opera.
Good evening and welcome to another episode of The Fool and the Opera with that beautiful theme song. That is, of course, Eleanor Katz-Chernin, The Green Leaf from Wild Swans. It means that we're going to have another show of great music. Very interesting remixes and remakes and traditional opera. Today, it's mostly about the remixes and the remakes. Or there's a few new works in there as well. But it's about... the show's always been about... giving you the unexpected, I think, is the way to do it. Sort of introducing opera to you via the most left possible way. You know, it's the unexpected route to pleasure. I am your host, Dan Vo, and as you know by now, I am the fool. Today's quote I've appropriately taken from The Golden Girls, and I'll have to set it up for you because if you watch The Golden Girls, which I watch quite regularly, it's a wonderful, wonderful series. And of course, today we heard the sad news that Bea Arthur, who is Dorothy Spornak on The Golden Girls, has passed away of cancer. But she was a wonderful lady, and we will play a song a little bit later today to as a tribute to her. And so the quote for the full quote for today, basically, there's a competition, a dancing competition, and all the three ladies are out in the dance floor. And Rose says to Dorothy, "When I was little, they'd call me the dancing fool." And Dorothy turns to her and says, "Well, how old were you when they dropped the dancing part?" So there you go. Now, today's show, we've got superheroes, missing diapers, and Miss Moon. So today's show, we've got a showcase of things that have been, things to come, a birthday, and a passing. We'll chat with Kate Miller-Heike, who gave us her final thoughts on her role in Jerry Springer the Opera, which closed today in Sydney. And she also prepares us for her upcoming national tour and Melbourne concerts, which there's one in particular that is coming up on Thursday, which is going to be fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council as well. So we've got, we'll be talking a bit about that a little bit later today, but keep in mind that I will have three double passes to give away as well. So definitely stay tuned to the station and have the phone nearby. I'll give you the number now. We've got Jerry, lovely Jerry, on front desk. It's 96992949 if you want to give him a call. I'll give you a few other ways to interact with the show as well, because we in this Web 2.0 world that we live in now, you have to use all the different techno-fandangled little gadgets and gidgets. We've got, of course, the Twitter. You can check that out via our blog, which is accessible via the Joy website. That's joy.org.au/thefoolandtheopera. But if you'd like to just interact with us via more of the traditional methods, there's also the SMS, the email, of course. So that's 0427JOY949. And email onair@joy.org.au. I will be reading out your messages as we go, and hopefully you will be enjoying the show today. So let me know if you do. Today is, as I said before, we're going to celebrate a birthday. And we've got a lovely volunteer who always comes in each week to help out with the audio on the program, Jed Gilbert. He's our audio producer, and he puts together the podcast and as well as a few special pieces here and there. So this week, yesterday we had his birthday, and it's his big quarter life anniversary of his birth. So we went to karaoke and we sung a few songs in honor of his birthday. And I played one of the songs that we sang yesterday. It's quite terrible. It's actually quite funny as well. Karaoke is a very interesting, I suppose, yeah, interesting activity or pastime that you can have. It's you pack in about 20 people into this little room with a TV screen and the selector with all these different songs and whatnot from you know, the 90s and the 80s and whatnot. And yeah, it's a very strange sort of thing to be getting up and singing in front of your friends. And I'm sure you've seen it before, but if you haven't done it before, it's really actually remarkable when you find out that you actually have quite an interesting ability to reinterpret the classics. But we sang a song from Aqua for Jed, and I was surprised by the fact that there was an opera reference as well. So I'm going to play you the song today. It's Cartoon Heroes, and I'm going to read a quote from this very insightful and philosophical song. It's an opera of craziness, a bunch of dots that's chasing us. Frame by frame, to the extreme, one by one, we're making it fun. We are the cartoon heroes. Oh, oh, oh. We are the ones who are going to last forever. We came out of a crazy mind. Oh, oh, oh. And walked out on a piece of paper. This is The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and yes, that was Aqua. It was Cartoon Heroes, and yeah, there was a reference to opera, which was enough for me to play it on air. So I've had a few interesting texts already come in, from one from Adam saying, "Dear God, Aqua, oh no, you did not." And I've got a few others in support of the song. So I've got one from Anthony saying that's his favourite Aqua song, and thanks for making him laugh. And I've got another one from Greg, our dear listener in Traralgon, who is saying, "Happy birthday to Jed," and of course, we played that song because we, our audio producer, Jed, has turned 25. He's getting old. And so we played a classic from his era, I suppose. Aqua was, it was popular around about when, you know, I was growing up. So that is Aqua. And, well, I think that now that I've sullied the water, well, there's a good quote from that particular song, which is very good, which is, don't take things too seriously. And I think that that's always been the case with this program. We've always wanted to, you know, basically take the mystery of opera away, but not remove the magic. So we're keeping it as fun as possible for you. And, well, in this next song, I've got to take it a little bit seriously now, I suppose, and I'll play you a proper overture from an opera now. So I'm not going to intro it. I think it will speak for itself, and you should be able to figure out what it's all about. So I'd like you now to just sort of listen very carefully to the lyrics, because they're very, very profound. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
I used to be a lap dancing, preoperative transsexual.
You have now been introduced to Jerry Springer, the opera. And this week, of course, we caught up with Kate Miller-Heike to talk about Jerry Springer, the opera, because she plays a very interesting character in that particular opera. She plays a few characters, actually, but the one that she plays in the first act is very, very interesting. And I've got a picture of it up on the blog. You can check it out, joy.org.au/thefoolandtheopera. And it is very interesting. So coming up is going to be the interview with Kate Miller-Heike. But also remember that we do have 3 double passes to give away to her coming up show, the Caught in the Crowd concert at the Prince of Wales, which is going to be coming up on Thursday, April 30. So keep those fingers ready to dial the number for the station, 96992949, and I'll let you know when to call, but for the time being, you're going to enjoy the highlights of the interview with Kate Miller-Heike when I got to catch up with her earlier this week. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
Since we last caught up with Kate Miller-Heike on The Fool and the Opera, she's gone from strength to strength. A role in one of the biggest shows not in town, Jerry Springer the Opera, it's in Sydney, and also one of the most anticipated shows coming to town, the Caught in the Crowd concert at the Prince of Wales, which is also a fundraiser of the Vic AIDS Council. Well, she's joining me again on the show. Thanks for joining me, Kate.
My pleasure, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with Jerry Springer, the opera. Now, that's huge.
It is. It's been an incredible experience. So different to anything else I've ever done in my life. But it's just, I'm just besotted with it. It's such a great piece of work. The music is incredible, and the cast is amazing. And just getting to, perform at the Opera House. It's been quite unforgettable.
Yes, well, the cast, let's talk a bit about the cast. It's an all-star cast. There's David Wenham, there's Alison Jair, Marcus Graham, and, of course, yourself. Were you a bit starstruck when you met them all for the first time?
Totally, yeah. I guess especially David Wenham, because I'm a big fan of him, and Alison Jair, I've been watching her footage from the Mardi Gras, and she was, a little bit intimidating, but they're all lovely people, and it's really inspiring, actually, working with such talented people. I think it sort of helps bring everyone's performances up to a new level.
Now, I've been following you on your Twitter, and apparently you and David are having a bit of a tiff over how to pronounce the word poop.
I've always been of the pook school of thought, but poop ruled the day, I think, because it's an American show.
Right. Now, apparently you also forgot your nappy on the opening night.
I know. It was like, and I only realised after I'd got off stage, after I'd been totally slashing my ass to the whole audience, and the poor guys that have to look up my skirt as well, they got a bit of a shock. Yes, that was a bit of a mistake. I will never do that again.
Well, let's go back a bit. You play Baby Jane, which is basically a character who is a grown adult who likes to dress up as a baby, is that right?
Yeah, pretty much. There's a nappy fetishist. And then in the second act, I undergo some character development and I become sort of the voice of purity and innocence, sort of like an angel guiding Jerry through hell.
So which one's closer to the real Kate Miller-Heinke?
I guess there's bits of me in both, I don't know. The first act is fun because it's sort of mischievous and funny and sort of a comedy role. And then the second act, the music becomes quite beautiful and eerie. So I like both of it.
Okay. I hear your mummy giving a smack on the arsehole is fantastic.
Oh, well, thank you, yeah. My signature piece.
How do you prepare for a role like Baby Jane? Like, what did you do in order to get into the, usually people kind of get into the psyche of the character or something like that. Did you do anything like that with this particular role? Did you dress up at home just to see what it actually felt like?
Well, I had a bit of a play in front of the mirror and stuff, but I don't know. I mean, I'm not an actor, so I don't have any training, and for me it's been like more of an instinctive sort of process, and I just got the character from the music, really. The music is so brilliant that it's all there. And I'm just sort of reacting to that, Yeah, and trying my best not to look like a fool.
Well, talking about the music, one of the contentious things is whether or not this actually really is an opera. What do you think about that particular line of thought? It's because everyone's mic'd up. There's, the music isn't exactly what you consider traditional opera.
I definitely think of it as a musical. It's incredibly diverse, and there are a lot of operatic elements in it, and it totally takes the piss out of opera. Demonstrates what a ridiculous art form it is, but at the same time exploiting all the powerful elements of it. But there's a lot of pop singers in the cast, and it's very diverse.
Well, interestingly enough, the CEO of the Sydney Opera House said that Jerry Springer the Opera would actually make young people actually want to go back and see some traditional real operas, well, not real operas, but traditional opera. Do you think that would happen as well?
Maybe, possibly. I'm not sure. It'd have to be a pretty special traditional opera to entice me to go along. I'm not sure. This one is special. This one is really entertaining and hilarious and rude and blasphemous and just great all around.
Now, is anything in sort of your classical training helping this, or is it simply, you're using parts of your voice that, you just picked up yourself through the music that you make?
Well, it's a bit of both. They made it very clear to me at the start that, they wanted me to make the role my own and use my own voice. But I have gone back to a lot of my classical training. I've had to, it's really high and quite a demanding kind of thing. But at the same time, I've sort of used my own inflections and, I don't... technically, it's not perfect all of the time. It's sort of more of a free interpretation.
Okay. Well, I've sent some spies down to Sydney and they went to opening night and they said that your voice was the most outstanding in the whole cast, so you're doing something right.
Oh, Well, I don't know about that. So thank you.
Thank you, Baby Jane.
Now, Baby Jane. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and we're having our interview highlights with Kate Miller-Heike. And what we just heard there was actually not Kate Miller-Heike. Somebody ran in and go, that's a beautiful voice. And it's like, oh, it is a beautiful voice. It's actually not Kate Miller-Heike. It comes from the live version of the recording from the National Theatre in London. This was back in 2003, which is, I believe, the only CD available at the moment of recording of Jerry Springer the opera. So that's what we got in there. I'll do a bit of research and find out who it was that was performing. But from all counts, a gentleman who went down to see JB, he went down to see it in Sydney, and he said that it was a fantastic show. And I got it from a few reports. Kate Miller-Heike has a wonderful voice, and her opera voice sort of does come to the fore every now and then, and it is a beautiful sort of voice that you hear from her. And it does sound a bit like that. It sounds a bit like that. You'll have to, you know, use your imagination and pretend exactly how it would sound. But by all accounts, that's roughly, more or less, close enough. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9, and as I said before, we do have 3 double passes to give away to Kate Miller-Heike at the Prince of Wales. It's going to be a fantastic concert. It's also going to be a fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council. There's a bunch of tickets that the AIDS Council are selling. They're selling them via a very special number. It's 98656700. And for the AIDS Council, basically, $10 from every discounted ticket that you get goes to them. So apparently it's $25, I believe, and $10 will go straight to the AIDS Council, which is great because they do some fantastic work in our community in terms of health and awareness campaigns, and also just support and services for people living with HIV/AIDS. And I believe they're just... they're not downstairs. They're over in south side of the river. But, you know, wherever they are, they do some great work. So I've got double passes to give away, and I'd love to give away one double pass to you now. So if you are a member of the station and you'd like to come along, I'll be there, and about half the station will be there as well. You can call 96992949. First caller in will get the first double pass. I've got more going, so if you miss out, don't worry. You just keep listening, and we will be able to give you a chance a little bit later on. So for now, first caller, 96992949. So, we were chatting with Kate Miller-Heike earlier this week, and she was telling us about her thoughts about the opera, Jerry Springer, the opera, and also going to tell us a little bit later about the concert. So, this is a continuation, I just decided to stutter there, a continuation of the highlights with Kate Miller-Heike. Did you ever think that you'd ever come back to something that was called opera?
No, I never did. And, you know, at first when they asked me to be involved, I was a bit reluctant. Just because I've spent so long, you know, doing my own stuff, and it's, you know, it's hard enough as it is trying to make a life and a career out of that, you know, without trying to be sort of jack of all trades, and also being highly wary of the whole pop opera crossover kind of tag, which kind of makes me shudder. But when I got to know the piece and listen to the music, it was sort of the kind of project that I couldn't say no to, especially, you know, the kind of people involved. Gail Edwards, the director, I'd worked with her before back in my opera days on Sweeney Todd, and she was just amazing, and I just knew that the project was going to be incredible, so...
Yeah,
and I'm very, very glad that I said yes now.
Let's talk about some of your interactions with the cast of Jerry Springer, because, as I said before, I was following your Twitter, and I'm seeing that you're playing some interesting games with Marcus Graham and David Wenham.
Yeah, that was on the first day. They made us all play drama games. It was, like, very confronting. You know, I never liked drama games. It was too much, too personal. But, we had to play fruit salad, you know, that silly game that every grade 8 drama student plays. Yeah, I was amazed that they actually do work, you know. I did feel like I had sort of, my barriers were down by the end of them, so I guess they serve a purpose. It is funny playing drama games with Marcus Graham and David Wenham, sort of very surreal.
What is fruit salad? Because I never actually did year 8 drama. So what's Prince Alan?
Oh, you all sit in a circle. There's one too few chairs for everyone. So one person ends up standing in the middle and everyone has a different fruit name. Apple, orange, or banana, and then if they yell out apple, then all the apples have to run to a different seat, and whoever's left is in the middle, and then they yell out banana, and then someone can yell out fruit salad, and then everybody has to run to another seat. It's a bit silly. Yeah, it would be a good party game.
It's fascinating that, you know, that's your work now as well.
I know. Yeah, as I said, it was totally surreal.
Have you learnt anything from David Wenham or Marcus Graham, you know, being really, really well-known actors, you know, and you were saying before that acting is not, you know, your big thing. Have you learnt a few things from them that you can take away?
I think so. They have incredible focus and an incredible sort of sense of openness about them in the way that they work. It's very much about playing around with things and not being self-conscious, and I really admire that.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. Uh-oh, I'm using that voice because I forgot to tell everybody that there'll be some swearing in that last song. I'm sure you didn't miss it if... anyway, so that was... Mama Give Me a Smack on the Asshole from Jerry Springer, the opera, which incidentally contains a lot of cussing. And, It's quite interesting. I think this is the third time on an opera show that we've actually had that word appear. So I'm a little bit proud of that, but, because it is all about providing a show that is completely different to any other offering possible. So hopefully, you know, you enjoy the difference of this show and you appreciate that because it's all about diversity, university here. You know, don't hate, appreciate, that sort of thing. Now... We had a double pass to give away to Kate Miller-Heike at the Prince of Wales. And Adam from Sir Kilda has won double passes. Now, the question was, what time does Kate get on stage? And End of Fashion. And a lovely lad called Edward Guglielmo is also performing before her. So she's got great support there. And I've got a copy of Ed Guglielmo on my desk at the moment. Another Adam at the station has left it on my desk for me to listen to because apparently it's very good music. So it's come very highly recommended. So it's definitely going to be something worth going to see. So I've got two more double passes to give away. I'll do that very shortly. I know that there was a Leonie who called in, and by all rights, you'll have a chance to win as well. It was first caller in, so we did give it away to the first caller now. Coming up, we're going to continue with our interview highlights with Kate Miller-Heike, and that's going to be very good. I'll just load this up while we're talking. And look, the show is, of course, closed because it finished up today, and the reviews have been very good for it. And I do have JB who texted in as well, and he said that glad to hear that the music has arrived very well, and it's a great interview. So thanks very much for that, JB. It's very good to hear. And Tex has also texted in saying that he's enjoying the show as well. So thanks very much for all your support. You know, you can send in your SMSs as well via 0427JOY949. If you know my personal mobile, you can send it to mine as well because I've got a few through that as well. And there's also the station email onair@joy.org.au. The telephone, which is old school technology, but we're still using it, 96992949. And there's a variety of other ways of getting in touch with the program. In fact, what you should do is you should check out the blog. It's at joy.org.au/The Fool and the Opera. And it's a good little blog. We've got a brand new writer on board as well. His name is Paul Williamson, and he's written a review for The Magic Flute. And coming up later today, there'll also be a review on Rembrandt's Wife from Victorian Opera. So it's great to have this wonderful writer come and support us as well. So go via the blog joy.org.au/thefoolandtheopera and check out all the latest news and updates happening in the opera world in Melbourne and all around Australia. Now Keep Miller Hikey. You're on the Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9.
A lot of people have sort of turned their noses up at this because apparently there's, you know, a ridiculous number of, oh, I'm going to have to say it now, fucks and cunts in it. But is there a sort of a deeper meaning in this particular show that you can see that people, you know, who just see those words don't, won't be able to...
Oh, totally. It's such a complex, intelligent, compassionate, human piece of work. And, you know, the more I get to know it, the more I realise how complex it is. And, yeah, it's incredible, really. Like, it is so funny on the surface, but it has so many layers, and it really does, you know, explore our own humanity, yeah, in a deeper sense. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of work.
And how have the crowd been responding to it?
They love it. It's really funny, actually. It's sort of, you can kind of tell that for the first few minutes, people are sort of a bit stunned, and they're like, what the fuck is this? And then, but after a few minutes go by, something kind of clicks, and they seem to get it. And then from then on, they're kind of right there with you and chanting Jerry and screaming, heckling and stuff. So it's cool.
Now, speaking of crowds, Caught in the Crowd is coming to town on April 30. And it's going to be a fundraiser for the Victorian AIDS Council. They're, you know, Melbourne's biggest organisation providing support and services for people living with HIV/AIDS, as well as doing some really good preventative health campaigns. Why is it that you've chosen to support their work?
I've heard great things about them from friends of mine. Yeah, you know, it just worked out, and I'm really glad, actually, that I can be hopefully doing something small to help at the same time as putting on a gig. It just totally made sense.
I mean, HIV/AIDS is a problem that's, you know, international, but this organisation does some really good work on the local level as well. Is it a cause that's important to you?
It is, you know. I've had friends who have died from the disease, and I have a lot of friends that are involved in the cause as well, and they're great people, and it is important to me, yeah.
Now, given, of course, the location, the Prince of Wales and the cause, the Victorian AIDS Council, you can bet there will be a huge gay lesbian presence there at the concert this coming Thursday. And I think half the station is actually coming along to see it as well.
Oh,
but,
great.
Will you be able to say one line for the audience that is coming? It's from Jerry Springer, and I think you know which one it is that I'm going to ask you to say.
Are you going to say, I just want to fucking dance?
No, there's another one in this, the it's Dip Me in Chocolate. And
throw me to the lesbians. Yeah, okay. All right, request granted. Make a note.
Beautiful. Well, look, it's been great to catch up with you. I mean, what's sort of coming up from this point on? You're going to come to Melbourne and do a couple of shows at Prince of Wales and Hi-Fi Bar.
We're doing a national tour that we're kicking it off in Melbourne, my new hometown, which is great. And then, yeah, after that, I'm going to spend a bit of time at home doing some songwriting, and then we're heading overseas to live in London for the rest of the year.
All right, okay. Is there a lot of gigs coming up in London, or you think of just getting away and sort of being inspired by the location again?
It's a bit of both. Kind of a bit of a lifestyle choice, and want to do some travel and stuff, but at the same time we've got some opportunities coming up and gigs and things, and I know quite a few people over there, so yeah, we'll see how it goes.
Well, as for your songwriting, like, is your songwriting sort of going in a new direction now?
It is, actually. I can't reveal the details yet because it's in very early stages of infancy, but it's, yeah, I'm actually doing Jerry Springer has kind of totally rekindled my love of projects, you know, like, as an artist, getting to double in different things. So, yeah, I'd like to do something really different for the next album.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're having the time of your life up in Sydney, and we're looking forward to seeing you down in Melbourne, of course. Thank you so much for joining me again on the show.
My pleasure, and yeah, I hope to see you at the gig.
Absolutely. Thanks very much, Kate Miller-Hikey. Best
Thanks,
of luck
Dan.
For it all.
The Fool and the Opera with Dan Vo.
Hands in the air, boss and background. She goes her own way. Hands in the air, boss and background.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. Clearly not your average opera program. That was Kate Miller-Hikey with Supergirl. We've had two superhero-based songs now on the show today, so that was kind of nice. It's a nice little tie-in. Coming up, we've got another song from a person who I think is just completely super, in terms of just the strength of the person is just wonderful. But we'll get to that in a moment. Kate Miller-Heike is going to be performing at the Prince of Wales, and I do have two more double passes to give away. I'm going to give one double pass away now. So, Leona, you called in before. You should call in again now. 9699-2949 is the number. Call. First caller in will get a double pass to see Kate Miller-Heike this coming Thursday at the Prince of Wales. And it's also going to be a fundraiser for the Vic AIDS Council. So if you want to come along and you miss out on these tickets, don't worry. You can call the Vic AIDS Council. 9 865-6700 is their number, and they're a very, very, they're a lovely organisation. They do so many good things in our community, so definitely give them the support that they deserve. Now, I've had a text in from Paul saying that he's enjoying the interview with Kate Miller-Heike, and happy birthday to Jed, and also thanks for mentioning his reviews. Yes, Paul is brand new on the team. He's writing some very good reviews for us, some very, very good reviews. In fact, we've got a fan all the way from America now because he's read one of Paul's reviews and thought it was great, so has joined up on the Twitter and is following everything else that's happening with The Fool and the Opera. So you can check it out on the blog, joy.org.au/The Fool and the Opera. Now, I was saying before that I wanted to play a song for you from a person who I find very inspiring. This person is, of course, Bea Arthur, and she passed away earlier today from cancer. And look, she's best known, well, for me, she's best known in her role in The Golden Girls as Dorothy Spornak. But she's also been in other things as well, including, there was another sitcom, and it was in my head, and I can't remember it. That's okay, but we'll talk about the show that we're going to take the song from. It's from MAME, and she sings this song about an operetta in the... All right, I've got to tell you about the show now. MAME is named after the lead character, MAME Dennis, who is this larger-than-life character. She lives it up, you know. She likes to spend and to, you know, just enjoy the riches of life. In fact, one of her favourite sayings in the musical is, "Life is a banquet, and most poor sons of bitches are starving to death." And Dorothy Spornak, no, not Dorothy, Bea Arthur, in this particular musical, plays her friend, the character of Vera Charles, who's, you know, her tagline is, "The baritone actress in the world's greatest lush." So they both head off to, in enjoying life's great things, they go to an operetta. So this is going to be a wonderful little song from the musical where Bea Arthur or Vera will describe to MAME the operetta. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. How many operas can I fit in the one sentence? You're on Joy 94.9.
The man in the moon is a lady. A lady with lipstick and curls. The cow that jumped over cried, "Jumpin' Jehovah." I think it's just one of the girls.
You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. I hope you were singing backup vocals to that. It's such a beautiful song. I actually hadn't heard it before today, so it was sent to me by Nick. Thanks very much, Nick, for sending it to me. And Nick, of course, is a Golden Girls fan. I'm a Golden Girls fan. There's a few other Golden Girls fan here at the station, and we just love the Golden Girls. It's the sort of show that you kind of sit around together and watch and just laugh. I can't believe that they got away with so much as well back then as well. You know, they had some words used in that show where, you know, you sort of compare it to then people getting offended with Jerry Springer, and you sort of think, well, how come old ladies can get away with it? But anyway, it's a beautiful, beautiful show. I highly recommend it. If you haven't seen The Golden Girls before, go out and get it because it's such a laugh. And I've also had two texts in, one from Paul and one from David, who have told me that the other sitcom that Bea Arthur was in, Bea Arthur who sang that particular piece just then from MAME as Vera, Maud was the other show. It's one that I haven't seen yet, but I've been recommended it. So I'm going to head out and get a copy of that, I think, in the next couple of days and watch it because I've seen a few clips. In fact, if you follow The Fool Catastrophe, Andy has put a very good little blog about Bea Arthur on his blog, and there's two very funny video clips, and one of them has B. Arthur as Maud. And it's it looks like a good show. I'm definitely going to check it out. And look, B. Arthur's going to be sadly missed. She came out to Australia a few years ago, and I was told by Bill Jeffries from the show just before mine, Behind the Scenes, that it was an amazing sort of experience to go and have her do all these you know, songs from all the different things that she's been part of, and then also tell some very funny stories. So B. Arthur will be sadly missed. Now, we've just sang the song Man in the Moon. Well, I'm going to take you to the moon now. I'm going to play some actual opera because I haven't played any yet. This, well, you know, actual opera if you wanted to get hoity-toity about it. But Yvonne Kenny is going to take us to the moon now. This is from Rusalka, and you're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. She's backed up by the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and it's a beautiful song. You're on The Fool and the Opera on Joy 94.9. That was a beautiful piece of music. It's called Song to the Moon. It's got Yvonne Kenny's, and that is the Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, and beautiful piece there. And I'll quickly give you the rundown of what Rusalka is about. Rusalka is the water goblin's daughter, and she's fallen in love with a human prince, and she sings that song to the moon, asking the moon to tell the prince of her love. So thank you very much for joining us on the show today, and thank you for listening, and I hope you've enjoyed all the little things that we've done today. And if you want to find out more, you can always check out the blog at joy.org.au/thefoolandtheopera. Now, of course, with that beautiful music, I have to turn over to some more wonderful music. Kirsten is in the other studio ready to go with Bent Notes, so stick around for some excellent jazz. She's always got some beautiful mixes there, so do stick around, and I hope you'll enjoy it. This has been The Fool and the Opera. Thanks very much again, and I'll catch you next week. Same Fledermaus time, same Fledermaus channel.
Thanks for listening to the Joycast of The Fool and the Opera from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and the program blog at joy.org.au/The Fool and the Opera. The Fool and the Opera is produced by Dan Vo and Jed Gilbert. Thanks to the support of Joy sponsors and members. Please help support it by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.